So why are you being admitted today?
Stomach problems.
Okay. And when did the symptoms start?
This morning.
In a patient room at Petersburg Medical Center, registered nurse Yvette Boggs and an anonymous volunteer give a demonstration of the COW. That's computer on wheels, and it's a central part of Petersburg Medical Center's new electronic record system.
We roll it into the patient's room or follow them down the hallway and to an area of care where they're going to be treated and gather information and put in vital signs, do our head-to-toe assessment. Do you have any previous medical history of arthritis?
Yes.
Asthma?
No.
Instead of writing all that information down on a paper chart, Boggs now types it into the COW.
I love it. I think that it's going to raise our patient care standards and allow us to spend more time at the bedside with the patient and decrease paperwork and save some trees.
The computer also double-checks for drug interactions and patient allergies, and Boggs says it can also print patient instructions in Spanish and several other languages. That's important in a town that hosts a large population of migrant seafood workers. Where individual paper records had to be passed around from person to person in the hospital, the digital record can be accessed by all of the patient's care providers simultaneously from anywhere in the building.
So the physician can be putting in his progress notes or history and physical, and then a dietitian can be putting in her assessment and notes, as well as the nurse. So all the information can be put in at the same time, and then everyone has access, well, not everyone, but people that with securities have access to the record.
Everything is password protected. We use all 128-bit encryption, and we do several things to ensure patient privacy. It's very important. In fact, it's job one for us.
Don Bieber is the hospital's information technology administrator who's overseeing the digital conversion. The hospital's already done away with film x-rays and mammograms. That film required expensive chemicals and processing. Then it had to be scanned into the computer before it could be sent to the hospital's contract radiologist in Eugene, Oregon. Now it's all recorded and transmitted electronically.
And that increases the efficiency of the time that it takes to send our images off. Some of our bigger studies that used to take several hours now take less than 5 minutes.
This not only creates a fast transmission of these images to our radiologist in Eugene, but physicians can access this information from this hub now from any site.
Head Administrator John Bringhurst says the radiology images and accompanying data is stored at a computer hub in Anchorage called the PAC, the Patient Archival Capture System.
So referring physicians in Juneau or Ketchikan or even Seattle can access these films. Our physicians can access the films either from their office or even from their homes out of this network. So it does facilitate the transmission of images with referring physicians anywhere.
It also means the hospital can do away with its film processing facilities and chemicals, an estimated savings of about $26,000 a year.
This is our Fuji CR system. This is the Cadillac of the systems. It's the only system that has been approved by the FDA to read mammograms.
Down in radiology, laboratory and diagnostic imaging director Mike Ventura stands by a machine that looks a little like an upright Xerox.
This replaces our wet system that used to process film for us. Now we don't have film. What we have are plates, phosphorus plates, that actually are in these cassettes. They're put into this system. It opens the door, pulls them out, reads them, wipes them clean, slips them back in the plate so that it's ready to go again. Kathy's just doing that right now. And it takes just about a minute.
That digital image can be manipulated, magnified, and contrasted so a doctor can get a better look at certain elements. They can view it on a computer screen and print it out on a transparent laser printing that can be hung on a light board just like traditional film x-rays or mammograms, but better quality, according to Ventura and mammography technician Kathy Lawler.
Let's take a look at the mammogram here, and just you can see the difference in image quality.
This is all the same picture. This is February of 06, and this is February of this year. Look at March of this year. Look at the difference in the clarity of the images.
Dr. Doug Long sees a number of advantages in the electronic records and imaging systems, but he says it does require a culture shift in the way healthcare providers work.
The benefits are vast as far as going to electronic medical records and the electronic imaging. As far as sharing medical information is concerned, to other institutions, other doctors, and things like that. The downside is that it is more labor-intensive to get that data in there to make all that happen. Some companies are better than others at making it happen. Every doctor and healthcare worker perceives things in different ways and has different work habits. And because of that, it's some systems are going to work well for some individuals and not so well for other individuals.
So there can be a frustrating learning curve.
There can be a very frustrating learning curve.
The hospital expects to have its electronic patient records system fully in place by the end of 2009. Administrators say funding for the projects come from a combination of sources, including grants from the Denali Commission, the Alaska Rural Telehealth Network, and the state, along with matching money from the hospital's capital projects fund.
Kidney stones?
No.
Okay.
In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.
Have you been admitted to this facility in the past?
No, ma'am.
Okay.